This is the news in brief from the United Nations in New York. Around 57,000 people have fled their homes in northern Mali as a result of renewed fighting between armed groups over the past 4 weeks, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. There are already more than 43,000 internally displaced people throughout the country who've not returned home since the conflict broke out between government forces and rebel groups in 2012. The total number of displaced people in Mali now stands at just over 100,000, mainly in the northern part of the country. Political parties and people of Burundi have been urged by the UN Special Envoy to refrain from any action that could cause violence and increase tension. Said Ginet is facilitating a political dialogue to end the crisis that's been sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term in the African country. Stefan Dujarric is UN spokesperson in New York.
Said Ginet is travelling to Dar es Salaam in Tanzania to participate in the East African Summit that takes place on Monday. He said he hoped the summit will provide further guidance and impetus to reinforce a Burundian dialogue.
The UN Security Council has renewed its resolve to counter the increase in foreign terrorist fighters. The UN estimates that more than 25,000 such fighters from over 100 countries have travelled to Syria and Iraq, as well as Afghanistan, Yemen and Libya. The increasing number of foreigners populating the front lines of the world's conflict zones is cause for deepening concern, the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon told the Council. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.